Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Let's check in with the twins. It's Twinning with Sissany.
December 7th, 2020. Hi, it's Sissany and producer Erica.
Hello.
We are back. Another week, another update, I guess, in my parenting life. Welcome to another episode of Twinning with Sissany, brought to you by American Career College, when being your best matters. I don't want to toot my own horn.
Oh.
But I'm kind of getting this whole like bedtime routine down. Pretty nicely.
What have you changed?
My affection, I guess. The nap time is more of a struggle because it's like during the middle of the day and it's like they're so excited. So like going to bed at night is a little bit easier because they're kind of tired.
Totally.
But I stopped truly milking the whole experience for them. Before, it was like we would read books, we'd lay in the bed with them, we did this whole thing, and it just like after a while, I felt like they didn't want us to leave the bed. You know, they wanted us to be in there until they fell asleep, which at first we did because it was a big transition for them to get into these big kid beds. So it's like, I don't know how, you know, traumatizing. I don't want it to be traumatizing for them. I don't want them to be super scared. So yes, I'm like, I'll do whatever it takes for you guys to fall asleep. But like, we can't do this forever.
Right.
I think it really helps if one of us puts them to bed by ourselves versus Michael and I both together.
Okay.
So that's one big difference because we have different approaches, and then it's like the timing is off because sometimes like I'd be done reading a book with Aza and then he's like barely halfway with Maxon's book. And so it's just like, I don't know. So it was like, and this just kind of happened naturally with either one of us being busy or not being able to do bedtime. So I don't get in their beds because I'm just by myself, but I do a cradle holding almost. I rock each one of them to not to sleep, but I each rock each one of them with this little lullaby that I've been singing to them since they were infants.
Okay.
And it takes 20 seconds for each song or each kid for me to sing the song. And they love it because it's so like, you know, sweet. They're like nuzzled in me and I'm literally holding them like little babies and rubbing their back, singing the song, and they're personalized. So Maxon's is Maxon's name, Aza's is Aza's name. And it's super cute. And then I lay them back down and they're not asleep, but I'm actually getting ahead of myself. So when we do brush the teeth, go into the bedroom, I say, you guys can pick out a book. Instead of us picking out books and reading it together, which is what I like would do in the past, I would sit in the middle of the floor and I would read the book like a teacher and just like show the picture to them. Now I say, you guys pick out whatever books you want and get in your beds and read your books by yourselves. And I leave the room and I leave the door open.
Oh.
So they just have their little nightlight on and they're reading their books or looking at the pictures. But they're having their like quiet time on their beds, just reading essentially. And then I come back and then I go, okay, you guys done with your books? They're like, all done. And so then we put the books back. And then that's when I do the song back and forth. Lay them down, give them kisses. Sometimes we'll sing a song together as the three of us, as a trio.
Adorable.
Like Little Mermaid, Part of Your World. And then that's it. And then I turn the lights off and it's Mimi time. And it's like, they haven't really been putting up a fuss. They haven't really been crying or like wanting more or anything like that. Wow. And every now and then I'll switch it up and we still end up like reading a book together.
Sure.
But I don't know. It's kind of been working. And like, and then after that, I go back in if they're still really like, you know, hyper, then I'll do another check-in and be like, okay, guys, it's really time to like lights out, blah, blah, blah. But,
Do you even the toothbrushing alone?
Yeah. Yeah.
That seems like a lot of work for like one parent, two kids.
You just do it. I don't know.
Deal with it.
Yeah.
What about the order of which you hold them and sing to them?
I kind of alternate that every night. So if I did Maxon first, then I'll do Aza next night. And oh my God, there's tiny marmosets on TV. And those are the types of monkeys I had when I was a kid.
Oh.
All right. I just got distracted.
Anyway.
They're so cute.
Strange.
Look up marmosets. They're just the cutest thing in the world.
I don't know if I know what those are. Do you and Michael switch off nights or like what's the deal with that?
Well, right now it's kind of just been me because Michael's been in so much pain. He's got like, I don't want to like give too much info, but he's got something. He's got like a flare up on it in his foot.
Oh, okay.
That could be arthritis. Could be something else. Like he went to like a, I don't know what the actual term for
podiatrist.
Foot. There you go. Thank you. I was going to call him a foot doctor.
That's also what they are.
So we're waiting on results to see like if it's anything more serious, but he's basically been in a lot of pain and I've been like carrying a lot of the extra load when it comes to the kids. And it really puts into perspective how much he actually does because I don't want to say I'm struggling, but it's like a lot, you know?
Right. You're like, oh, wow, how nice that we have an equal partnership.
Yeah. It really makes me appreciate his parenting because he does do a lot. And I notice that now because I see him in the pain. And so I'm not forcing him to get up and do something extra. Because
right.
Yeah.
But you had a couple questions this week. I think you shared a video of them before bed reading their books.
Yeah. So that was the routine. So that was like part of it. And I just kind of...
And people were asking if they're sleeping through the night, if they get up and come into your room. We haven't really talked about this.
No, they don't get up and come into our room. It's almost like they're too scared to just even leave their beds. So they just cry in their beds until one of us goes in there. It's usually Aza. This morning for something. Cry. And like, it's funny because Michael would always handle these cries. And right. I know that his foot hurts, so I'm letting him sleep. And I got up and I went in there. And then it was like one of those situations where I was like, I literally have to get up in like probably 45 minutes. So do I go back to bed or do I just sleep? And I slept. And that was a bad scenario because now I'm super tired.
In Aza's bed?
No, I went back to my bed.
So
she was cold. The only reason they get up in the middle of the night is because they're cold and they don't know how to put the covers back on them. And And we can't do the sleep sacks anymore because they're too big for them. And we tried the sleep sack still in the bed, but it was just weird because sometimes when they do get under the covers and it's too much covers. And
totally.
So, yeah. So she – and I just – I found it kind of like the fact that they can get out of their bed, I felt it was like a little unsafe to keep them in a sleep sack because then –
right, because if they did try to come to your room and then
– then they're like slipping all over the place. They knew how to unzip them at this point. And so sometimes they would unzip them and just get like one leg out and it was just – I feel like this is worse. So we got we got rid of them and Aza just like – so she's so funny. She's like has accumulated so much stuff when she goes to bed. Max is not necessarily attached to things. Like, he has a few lovies here and there and a few stuffed animals that are on his bed. But, like, if one of them's left in the playroom or one of them's out in the living room or not there when he goes to bed, he's not, like, searching for it or needs it to go to bed at night. And Aza is, like, it's turning into, like, she has her bulldog. She has her bulldog lovey. She has a yak lovey. She has all these lovies that she needs to have. And it's, like, six of them at this point. And she knows them, and she knows if one of them's not in the bed. And so I went in there at 4 in the morning, and she's just like, my yak, where's my yak? And I'm like, I don't know where it is, Aza. It's too early. You need to go back to bed.
Right. Just like, let it go.
Yeah. And then I find it, and she's like, and she starts laughing. I'm like, oh, my God, you sound like an evil person.
You're just so obsessed with these things. Do you think you'll ever try to, like, wean her from them?
We tried. Michael tried to take this stuffed animal Simba that she has out of the bed last night. And she got up when we were going to bed. She's like, my Simba's not here. And she ran out and got it.
Man.
I'm telling you, she takes inventory. She's going to be very good at something where it's like knowing all her, I don't know, her ducks are in the row when she gets older. And
she'll be a good manager.
Yeah. She'll be a good manager of people. She'll know where everyone is at all times.
Yeah. Wow. Okay. So, but Maxon doesn't really get up in the night.
Not really. Unless he's uncomfortable. Unless he's like, you know, has too much pee in his diaper, which we change him right before they go to bed. So that really doesn't happen. It's just Aza. And she just cries. And then we'll tuck her back in. And she's fine. And then we move on. But, you know, it just changes from day to day. But for the most part, they don't crawl into our bed. Even when they were babies, we never took them out of their cribs and brought them to bed with us.
So. Yeah, that's probably why they don't think like, well, I don't even think
they think it's an option.
Right. They're probably not like, well, mommy and daddy's bed is in that other room. We can just go there.
Yet. I mean, I'm sure it'll all change eventually.
What? You also had a lot of questions about what exactly their beds are, like where you got them and that.
Yeah, I mean, I think we've talked about it on here. I got them at Pottery Barn Kids. It's the Milo bed.
We definitely mentioned it.
Which is also made by West Elm. So I think you can maybe get it through West Elm. They're like the same company, which is what I found out through this whole process.
That's very complicated to me.
It's not.
Well, I don't know. The other thing, you just mentioned pee in their diapers. How's potty training going?
You know, we really dropped the ball on the weekends, and during the week they are just wearing their like underwear or whatever. I hate the word
every
underwear.
Every time we talk about this, you have a hard time.
What do you call them? Underwear? It just seems so weird to call it underwear for a toddler, but I guess that's what it is.
It's just, yeah, I think I'd say undies, but I think you have a weird, don't you? Didn't you decide on like chinos or something?
Oh, chonies.
Chonies.
Yeah, you call them chonies, but that seems weird too. I don't know. Undies? Ugh.
I don't know. Okay, so not diapers. They're not in diapers during the week.
No, and not even the pull-ups. Sometimes we'll do pull-ups if we know that they haven't pooped yet. And we're like, all right, we'll just put a pull-up on you. And I'm sure it's coming. But when we have the undies on them.
I don't know what to tell you to call them.
I know. They will tell us if they have to go to the bathroom. But we can't put pants on them. So then it's almost like if we put the pants on them, it's like a shield, and then they forget that they're even wearing undies, so they think they're wearing a diaper, and then they just pee.
Oh, so you just have to have them like little Winnie the Poohs running around. Oh, totally. No, he's not wearing bottoms.
But I know what you mean. Just little, they're just in undies and their shirts.
Okay.
I hate the word undies.
I'm so sorry. I think underwear is maybe better.
All right, let's go back to underwear.
Yeah.
So if it's just the underwear and they don't have pants on, they will come and tell us that they have to go to the bathroom, so that's great. It's when the underwear is covered, then they're like, I don't know what's going on under there. And they just, it's free for all. Then all of a sudden they're like, mommy, I'm wet.
And you're like, yes, you are.
Or they say, wow. Awa. They say, awa.
You're like,
I'm being associated like peeing with the word pee, that it is pee. Anyways.
Like they don't, they just suddenly are like, there's moisture.
But they call it agua. They say, I have agua down there.
So. Kids are so weird.
Makes sense. Okay.
So on the weekends, you just put them in diapers.
We do because we suck.
No, I just think it's like one thing at a time sometimes.
I know. But I think we're getting there. They're two. So it's like, you know, it's normal for them to be like into their threes and then dealing with it. Oh. So yeah, I don't think we're that far off. I know many other 4-year-olds even that are still, you know, try to be potty
working on it.
Working on it.
Then you're totally in the clear. You're good.
I'm not comparing myself to anybody anyways.
So. No. Yeah. And also, like, there are no rules this year, so.
Exactly. You'd think this year, though, out of all the years, I probably would have been the easiest time to maybe potty train them since I've been home so much, but.
Whatever. We're living through a pandemic. We're doing our best.
We're getting there. And I just, like, I can't even imagine the potty train them and then through the night, like the having to go to bed in actual underwear and then like having them wet the bed in the middle of the night or and then having to wake up at 3 a.m. and like deal with that.
Right. That feels like something that comes later.
Whatever is coming. When it happens later, now.
It's still coming.
Yeah, it's coming.
Another big highlight of your guys' weekend were these dinosaurs.
Yeah. So they're one of our family friends. We call all of our family friends aunt tías or tíos.
Mm-hmm.
So one of their tías dropped off these Christmas gifts for us because she's not going to see us. And so she was kind of just like making her rounds and like dropped them off. And I gave it to them. And I thought about holding it till Christmas. And I was like, you know, they're going to get a lot of stuff. So at least this way I can like isolate it. It's like, this is from your, you know, this Thea, and like you can like, you know, understand, FaceTime them and say thank you, and it's like they get it. And it was a hit. They love these dinosaurs. They're just so cute. And they're these little bouncy, they're maybe like 2 feet by 1 foot tall, so they're kind of small. And they come in a big egg, and then you have to inflate them. So it's almost like they hatch out of the egg, and then they, and then you inflate them, and then they grow into the dinosaurs. It's, the whole process is really adorable.
Wow.
And day two, Aza's, she comes to me and she's like, my dinosaur's broken. And it was like a little hole right in like the head of the dinosaur that was like, you know, spitting out air. And I tried to fix it. And so I was like, in my head, I was like, I'll just put some crazy glue on it, let it harden, and then we'd be done. But man, that pressure, the air pressure is strong on this thing. Mm-hmm. So anytime I put it in, it just pushed it right back out. I even tried clogging it with Play-Doh because, you know, how Play-Doh hardens. Mm-hmm. And then I thought, like, okay, I'll put Play-Doh on it and then I'll put some super glue on top of that. And nope. And she, so it's not, it's been on the kitchen counter for like, I don't know if that was Saturday, all day Sunday. And by yesterday afternoon, I basically was just like, because she kept asking. She was just like, can I have my dinosaur now? And I was like, it's not ready yet. You know, it's at the doctor. And so we're trying to fix your dinosaur. And she's like, okay, I understand. You know, it's very understanding about the whole process.
Yes.
And so I just didn't want her to keep asking. So I just took the dinosaur and I put it in a separate room. And I stole my Maxon's too, because I'm like, if she sees Maxon, that's when she realizes hers is missing. So right. I took it, and they haven't asked for them actually. Because they still have the eggs, and the eggs they love. They're playing with those. But I panicked and I bought her a replacement dinosaur that I'm just gonna, swap out once it gets
here. I don't know
here.
What your other option was.
My other option was Maxon gets to keep his dinosaur that's not broken, and Aza, yours is broken. I'm so sorry, you don't get one now. And that's, I just didn't know how to explain that to a 2-year-old, and they weren't expensive. I found them at Walmart. And it's being shipped here.
Right.
Okay, get it Wednesday. And I just kind of like, but then I'm like, yeah, I went through the whole mom process of like, do I teach the lesson? I mean, there's no lesson here. It's like, she didn't do anything wrong. It just, it came broken.
I think that if she broke it, like if she was being really, really crazy with it and it popped, maybe that's when you say like, well, you broke it.
Yeah. Yeah.
But because she came to you in panic, like, oh my God, this thing is broken.
Yeah. So, I don't know.
I don't think you did the wrong thing.
I hope I didn't. Plus, I'm not telling her that it's a new one. So, in her eyes, I just fixed it, which is also wrong.
It's just been at the doctor.
This is like, then you're lying. I don't know what to do in this situation.
Literally last week, a whole section of our show was about teaching them not to lie.
It's so true.
No, I just think...
this is more protecting them.
Yeah.
From reality? I don't know.
Protecting her from the fact that her dinosaur is broken. I think that as they get older too, like they're still a little young to be like, well, things break, and like, tough luck, kid.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver? I kind of like the high five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses. So don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
When you make decisions for your company, you look for the no-brainers. And if you have a lot of mailing to do, Stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. Mail checks, invoices, documents, and everything you need to keep your business running. Get rates up to 89% off USPS and UPS. And with the mobile app, you can take care of mailing on the go. Make the same no-brainer decisions as over 1 million other businesses with Stamps.com. Sign up at Stamps.com with code PROGRAM for a special offer. That's Stamps.com, code PROGRAM.
I know. I feel
if
that
it was
way
super
too.
Expensive, it'd be different too.
Well, yeah, and if it wasn't replaceable, so right, you know, I'm just whatever.
What are they called again? Because so many people wanted to find them.
Bouncy Buddies.
Great.
So Bouncy Buddies, and then you can see who sells them. I think our friend got them at Target. So I tried looking at Target, and I couldn't find them there. So then I just Googled it, and then I saw that Walmart sold them, and so I just bought it through Walmart.
Perfect.
But all good. So that was our dinosaur situation. I'm actually staring at them right now. So it's
funny.
They're in this
room.
Do
you think that because you kept telling Aza that the dinosaur is at the doctor, is that why, was it Sunday? They were like putting on clothes. And you're like, where are you going? She's like, the doctor.
Yeah, probably.
She's like, I'm going to get my dang dinosaur. Okay.
I know. And somebody was just like, oh my gosh, you need to buy her a proper purse. And I was like, What? Literally a puzzle bag. Like, that's a bag that just holds puzzles, and she's just putting it on. I'm like, she has little toy purses. Like, relax.
Seriously. She had, like, a fake scarf on, too, didn't
that,
she?
Oh, that wasn't even a scarf. That was a belt for her robe.
I had a feeling it was a robe belt. And she just has fashion taste.
Yeah. So she's got it all going on, and we'll just leave it at that. But we'll get to some of your questions in just a second. I think I got to tell you about American Career College in the meantime, though. 2021 is just around the corner. I know we can all feel that and see the light at the end of this crazy tunnel of a year that we've had. So start your year off right and train for a rewarding career as a vocational nurse. At American Career College, you can get hands-on training and earn your diploma in just over a year. So by this time next year, if you do this, you'd be almost a nurse. And if you are a working professional, don't worry. Evening classes, weekend classes, all of those are available to you. So you can start a career that makes a difference. Schedule a virtual tour at americancareercollege.edu or call 855-ACC today. That's 855-ACC-TODAY. ACC cannot guarantee employment.
Just over a year is amazing.
Yeah.
Like to do that fast.
And especially when you look at this year. I mean, I don't know if some people think that this year went by slow or fast, but
I haven't quite decided how I feel about that. I don't know which it was. It feels like eternity in a moment.
That's the only way I can describe it. Yeah. I go back and forth, but I also feel like it went by fast.
Yeah.
So
maybe because there was no differentiating every day from each other.
Yeah, so. I mean, I don't know. My weekends, I look forward to the weekend still.
Well, yes, that too. Questions?
Yes.
Tracy wanted to know where you got your stockings, which have all of your names on them.
Oh.
Oh, you talked about this.
Yeah, I found these at Walmart. So Walmart can personalize them, which is so great because they're like, they look expensive, but they really weren't. And I bought them last year. After Christmas, or not last year, it was like the year before last year. Mm. I bought them after Christmas, so they were already marked down. I want to say each one of them was $11, maybe even with the personalization on it. I forget, but I love them. They're so cute. So yes, I might even do some new ones next year because I like to switch up the vibe.
I was literally about to say, are you the type of person who's like, these are our stockings for life, or are you like a switch them up?
I have to switch it up because I get sick of the same decorations every single year. Mm-hmm. So even my tree was kind of different last year. I added new ornaments. And so then this year I kind of went the same vibe, but I added a few other different ones. I don't know.
Yeah.
You know,
we have stocking. My grandma needle points are stockings. Oh. So I've had the same one since I was like really little. It's like a teddy bear that I picked out when I was like six.
That's cute though.
Which is cute. Right. And they're like, you know, homemade from my grandma. So cute. Andrea wanted to know where you got the twins tie-dye outfits.
Like
those bleach dyed like sets.
Oh, those are pajamas.
Like, yeah, okay.
They're Aza's in yellow and he's in blue. Max is in blue. Yeah. Okay. I know you can find them on Amazon because when I was searching one day for something else, they popped up and I was like, oh, I didn't know you can get them here. So there's this mom on this TLC show called Outdaughtered, and she started a clothing line. She's got quintuplet girls and then older daughters. So she's got six daughters, and it's Grayson B.
Grayson, like
G-R-A-E-S-O-N, B, like a bumblebee, B-E-E, boutique.
Cute.
Super cute. So I found them through her site. I think I saw them on Instagram. And then, but yeah, you can maybe even search Amazon because I saw them there too.
Great. The last question's a little less where'd you get this and a little more personal. But Trish asked, were you scared when you got pregnant with the twins after your miscarriage?
Oh, yeah. For sure.
You didn't know it was twins for a little bit too.
Yeah, and I think I've shared this story on here, but if there's any new people listening that didn't go back thousands of weeks, I found out I was pregnant at the beginning of 2017. And then a few weeks later, we miscarried. And then we took a break. We didn't really start trying again until maybe June. Oh, no, a little sooner, probably like May, April or May. Mm-hmm. And then, and each month was just like, you know, each month got more and more not devastating, but like each month got like heartbreak. Yeah, disappointing. Yeah. That we just like weren't pregnant. And we were going to give ourselves to the end of the year to see if we could get pregnant. And if not, then we would maybe start looking at getting me checked out or getting Michael checked out or mm-hmm. going down that road. But let's just see if we can just do it naturally. So we conceived Labor Day weekend, actually, because it's when we moved into this house. And a few weeks later, I took a pregnancy test and it was positive. And as soon as it was just so different, it was a different feeling from the first time that I was pregnant, because when I had the positive pregnancy test the first time, it was pure joy. It was just like, I couldn't believe it. I just remember staring at my face in the mirror and just being like, what? It was just such an incredible feeling, that initial feeling of when you find out you're pregnant. And it didn't even cross my mind the first time that something could go wrong and we could miscarry. Like, it didn't even cross my mind. So this time around, so excited. I'm literally, the next thing was just like, how am I going to tell Michael and where am I going to set up the camera to secretly record it? Because it was just like, I was just so, it's exciting, obviously. It was our first pregnancy. And this time around, it was positive and I was pure fear. It was just instant panic. And I think I might have even cried, like just out of, just panic. And I didn't show Michael in a cute way like I did the first time. I woke him up because it was a Sunday and we were about to go to a Charger game. And so I wanted to test because I knew I was going to be drinking all day. So I really need to know.
So then you weren't.
So then I didn't. But so I literally woke him up with the pee stick in his face, which grossed him out on so many levels. And so I'm like, we're pregnant. And it's, of course, we're excited, but mostly I was, you know, terrified.
Yeah.
And then it's like, this is where like the complications start happening, because the next weekend we had to do our iHeart Festival in Las Vegas. Mm-hmm. So
that was only the next weekend.
I want to say it was the next or maybe the week after that, but
like no more than two. Okay.
No more than two. And so that, I forget how many weeks I'd be at this point, maybe 6 weeks. I don't know.
Somewhere around there.
Yeah, because I know we conceived Labor Day weekend, but then the pregnancy doesn't count from that day. It counts it from 2 weeks before that.
Right.
It's very confusing because it counts it from like your period.
Right.
So if my math is correct, so it's like 2 weeks would have been like sometime mid-August. Then it was Labor Day weekend. Then we're like end of September. So somewhere mm-hmm. around 6 weeks, maybe seven. And we miscarried around 7 weeks the first time. So I forget. It's everything gets blurred now. But
right.
So I was kind of just like feeling like, every day was just like, I'm still pregnant. Like I just kept taking tests. Like I was just like kept taking them because I was so worried. And then I know this is like a really long answer, so
I think that's probably why she asked it. So
yeah, so I'm at the festival and I started bleeding, and that was the first sign of us miscarrying the first time. And so I was just convinced that we were having another miscarriage, and I was really sad. And yet I still had to work like full time at this festival, and like interview people and not tell my coworkers what was actually going on because I was just trying to hide everything. And I walked the strip in Vegas to a CVS to buy a pregnancy test and water. And I don't know what else I got.
Yeah.
Because I was like, let me just take a test right now. And because that's what I did last time. I took the test and then it said not pregnant. And then that was it. And then I called my doctor and then, you know, she confirmed it and, you know, whatever. So this time I was just like, let me just take the test so at least I'll know. And it said pregnant. And so now I'm like, okay, well then what the hell is this blood? Like, I'm so confused. So I put tampons in, which I found out later you're not supposed to do when you're pregnant. And
but you're like, I'm trying to work and like,
yeah.
So of course. Yeah.
So I get through the weekend. Now it's Monday, Tuesday, and I'm still spotting. And I think that Monday night it was like really bad. So I went to urgent care because I didn't have a doctor yet, nothing. And they basically took an ultrasound, but they don't tell you anything because they're not the doctor or something like that. Mm-hmm. And so I had to wait for results from that ultrasound. And that night is when they called Michael and I and told us that they see two embryos. And even that wasn't clear, like clicking to me. And I was just like, okay, well,
like, cool.
So what does that mean? She's like, you're having twins. And we were like, what in the world? So come to find out, when we actually found a doctor, Dr. Rogers, who was the one that delivered the twins, she explained to us that the reason why we were bleeding so much is because my placenta was kind of just like, or my uterus was growing at a rapid pace as opposed to if there was one pregnancy, if there was one baby in there, because, and so that's, it's just like my body releasing like all this excess blood that it doesn't need, or it was like, it was ripping. Like, I don't know, something to along those lines, because I think even before we saw her, so once we knew we were pregnant with twins, per an urgent care down the street, which kind of in our head was just like, how legit is this? You know,
like are we really?
Like, are we really? Because this is just, it was just so weird.
Yeah.
I had another scare like that next week where it was so much blood, and Michael took me to emergency room that night, and then we waited around for some like an actual, not that an urgent care doctor is not an actual doctor, but we waited for
another opinion.
And then they looked for heartbeats and they couldn't find any heartbeats, but they said it's normal when you're this early to not see heartbeats until about 8 weeks. And so I was like, okay, sure. Still kind of just on pins and needles, but kind of just reconfirming that yes, we're still pregnant. So that was like still my, what do they call it? The HG, whatever levels they were still going up and everything was looking great.
Good.
In that direction. Okay. But yes, he's not an OBGYN specialist doctor. And then I had to find one. So this is like now me finding one. And then when we finally heard those heartbeats at her office, I was just like, but you know, you're worried the entire time. And I don't even think if it's like you're having twins after a miscarriage, but like, I think anything after a miscarriage, even if you're just having one baby after a miscarriage, you're just on edge.
Right.
And you're considered a high risk pregnancy no matter what, because you know,
if you've ever miscarried,
I want to say yes, but I could be wrong. Actually, for me, I thought I was high risk because of my miscarriage and the fact that I was having twins. So mm-hmm. maybe it was high risk for that, for those two reasons. Or, but
yeah, it just
makes
like
sense, because they always ask you like, which pregnancy is this for you? Or how many pregnancies have you had before this? All
right.
That matters. Like, if you had complications in your first pregnancy, chances are it could be similar in your second.
Right.
But I'm thinking of things that may be further down the line, something horrible like a stillborn or things like that. So,
yeah.
So for me, it was high risk due to the fact that it was twins. But yeah, I bled not throughout the entire pregnancy, but a good amount of handful of times. And it was scary every single time.
Every time,
like,
yeah.
Why?
That is scary.
But it's basically your body just like getting rid of the excess blood that it doesn't need. And
your body's like, I need to make room here.
But dude, like just even talking about this right now really like freaks me out, because this is the stuff that's not fun. This is like the worry that I forget, that you forget about when it comes to like, I'm going to have another baby. Let's try for one. Because it's like, sounds all cute and exciting and fun. But yeah, I was stressed the F out the entire pregnancy because I didn't work out, which in hindsight, I was kind of using it as an excuse, but I was like Charlotte from Sex and the City that like didn't want to like even run. Like I wanted to just like walk slowly and like not mm-hmm. cause any disruption to my belly, because I was just so scared that I was going to jump too hard or run
yeah.
and they were going to like fall out of me.
Also like two of them inside of you and you're tiny. So I get it.
And these babies were big when they were born, like almost 7 and 6 pounds.
Dang. So you were carrying like 13 pounds of baby inside of you?
Yeah. Plus the water, whatever. What do they call it? Yeah.
I don't know.
The placentas are heavy. All of that. So that's a little mini trip down memory lane. And just an update on the whole baby stuff. It's like we're not necessarily being careful. So
any day could be another announcement on here.
Could be another announcement. Although I doubt I'll do it on here because I feel like Kiss FM will take that from me and we'll have to do it on the radio.
That's true.
But I'm okay with that.
Yeah.
So yeah, I mean, it's just, we're just kind of taking it day by day. I don't know. When it happens, that's when you're ready. And even then you're not ready. So
good luck.
Good luck. We'll end on that note. Make sure you subscribe and thank you for listening. And is this our last podcast of the year? No.
No, you put one more in the calendar.
I did put one more in the calendar. Mm-hmm. All right. Next week will be our last podcast of 2020. Maybe we can do some fun memories of the twins.
Yeah, we're going to need to, for sure.
Yeah, we'll do a little top memories or top moments. One that I can already think of was their second birthday because it was like at the peak of lockdown, right, when the quarantine mm-hmm. happened. And just like, oh, my God. But I go back and look at those pictures sometimes and just... Anyways, okay. Thank you.
We'll
for
do
listening.
This next week.
Talk to you later. Bye.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woo-hooer, a hand clapper, a high-fiver? I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.